With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The funeral service for former Vice President Dick Cheney took place this morning at the Washington National Cathedral here in the nation's capital.
The mourners included members of the Cheney family, as well as former Presidents Bush and Biden, with four former vice presidents and other public officials, dignitaries, and friends. The service was by invitation only. Earlier this year, the Washington National Cathedral was the setting for the funeral for the late President Jimmy Carter. Mr. Cheney's own long record of public service included a stint for two other former presidents, Defense Secretary under George H.W. Bush and Chief of Staff for Gerald Ford. He was also a congressman from his home state of Wyoming, a seat later occupied by his daughter, Liz. George Williams, Washington.
U.S. employers added a surprisingly solid 119,000 jobs in September. And as Jennifer King reports, a trade deficit tumbled by nearly 24% last summer.
The Commerce Department report, coming 7 weeks late because of the government shutdown, shows the gap fell from $78.2 billion in July to $59.6 billion in August. Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, writes that, quote, August's smaller trade deficit will be a tailwind for third quarter real GDP. Jennifer King, Washington.
This year's Thanksgiving feast shouldn't cost quite as much as it did to prepare last year.
Cooking that Thanksgiving dinner for your friends and family will cost less than last year, marking the third straight year of price declines. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner survey provides a snapshot of the average cost of Thanksgiving staples that make up a classic holiday feast for 10, which is $55.18, or about $5.52 per person.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Big swings keep rocking Wall Street today. Values had been higher, but now they're in negative territory. The Dow down by 292 points. This is SRN News. The institution of marriage seems to be falling out of fashion here in the U.S.
According to a new poll by the Barna Group, a Christian research firm, just 46% of Americans are currently married. Compare that to about two-thirds of the country's population in 1950. The Barna report says, quote, younger generations are postponing marriage longer than before. Since 1950, the average age at which adults are first getting married has increased from 23 to 30 years old for men and from 20 to 29 years old for women. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida elections officials have taken steps under pressure from activists to advance a proposed initiative to legalize recreational marijuana on next year's ballot. The procedural move comes after the campaign behind the issue, Smart and Safe Florida, filed a complaint with the Florida Supreme Court, claiming officials in the Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' administration are trying to improperly block that measure from the ballot. This is SRN News. A consumer advocacy group is warning parents to avoid giving their children AI toys this holiday season.
The children's and consumer advocacy group Fair Play says that even cute and cuddly artificial intelligence toys are not safe for children. And the group has issued an advisory that's been signed by more than 150 organizations and individual experts, such as child psychiatrists and educators.
That is Jennifer King, a high-tech advance in cancer detection in the UK.
Doctors in Britain's National Health Service have been cleared to use artificial intelligence to help find growths that could become bowel cancer. It's part of a growing trend globally to harness AI to assist in medical diagnosis and treatment. Other countries where AI is used in the field of gastrointestinal cancer include the United States, Japan, Germany, and South Korea.
That's the BBC's Chris Barrow. More details at srnnews.com.